Canto 22. Still stunned, I turned back to my guide, just as a child, when scared, will run back to the place where confidence resides. The voice that has the gift of reassurance, the one face of comfort for a pale and breathless boy, his mother. She said, "How can you not tell you are in holy heaven? All the joy, all that is done here comes from the true well of zeal. And so you've seen the truth appear of how that song and my smile would have stirred your brains, because the truth was in that cry which so much moved you. And if you had heard and understood the prayers within it, why, you'd know already how the prelates will suffer a fate you'll see before you die. Up here, God's vengeful sword does not fulfill its task too early or too late, except as it might seem to him who with desire or fear awaits the blow the promise kept. But turn now to the others in the choir that raise the shout, and if you aim your gaze, as I say, countless spirits you will see." I did her bidding, and I saw the rays crisscrossing of a multiplicity of little spheres, 100 of them, all made still more beautiful by their shared beams, a light stream interplay, a mirror hall for fireflies. I stood as one who deems the prick of wishing must be checked, for fear he'll seem presumptuous if he should pose a question. So it was that there drew near the largest and most lustrous of all those shivering pearls, intent that I should hear my inner question answered. Then the light unfolded its own nature from within. "If you could only share my power of sight, you'd see the love we burn in, and begin to say what's on your mind, but since you might be slowed down on your high path if you wait, I'll answer now the thought you closely guard. The mountain where Cassino has its gate was once thronged on its summit high and hard, by people both deluded and deceived, and I was first to bring the name up there of him who brought to earth to be believed the truth that sublimates us. And so fair a grace shone down upon me that I drew the nearby towns away from their old cult of worshipping Apollo as the true and only god, in which they would exult as once the whole world did. These other flames were all contemplatives, fired by that heat that brings forth holy flowers and fruit. Their names? Macarius, and all my brothers. Meet the ones who kept their feet and steadfast hearts within the cloister." I to him, "You've shown affection in your speech, and all the arts of kindness, and your fires reflect your tone. My confidence expands just as the sun unfolds the rose into its fullest bloom. And so I ask you, if it may be done to grant the gift, and I do not assume too much in asking, that I may for one moment see you with face unveiled." And he, "Brother, your high desire shall be fulfilled above in the last sphere. For you and me, the end point of all wishes. All are stilled, our long desires. They're perfect, ripe, and whole. Up there alone each part is what it was, always, for that place turns around no pole. It's not in space. You see, then, by what cause our ladder going up to it must climb out of your sight. Jacob the patriarch saw to the hidden top in the sublime and saw it packed with angels. That high mark none lifts a foot to reach now, and my rule merely waste paper. Those walls that were once an abbey are now thieves' dens. A whole school of cowls are sacks of spoiled grain. Nothing affronts God's pleasure, even usury at its worst, so much as when the monks skim from the flow of income from the faithful. Such a thirst turns fruit to folly. Surely they must know all the church has belongs to those who seek in God's name, not for kin or cronies. So soft is the flesh of mortals, and so weak, a good beginning made below does not last from the oak's birth to the first acorn. No silver and no gold had Peter got when he began his order. Mine was born with prayer and fasting. Francis founded his with mere humility. And if you look at what each was, and then at what it is, where it has strayed from its first open book, you'll see white turning dark." Nevertheless, the Red Sea gaped, and Jordan was rolled back by God's will to annul the helplessness of Israel's children on the long, hard track that led to safety. Those were strange events down there. But here, such succors everywhere, and nothing marvelous. Common, in a sense. Having thus spoken, Benedict left us there, withdrawing to his company, which drew together, pressing close. Then they were swept quickly above as if a whirlwind blew. With just a sign, my dear sweet lady kept me climbing after them, so much her force conquered my nature, and here in the world, where natural law will always take its course to govern how we climb, none has been hurled aloft as I was, with so swift a flight. Reader, as I hope one day to return to that pure triumph for which, in the night, I beat my breast until my knuckles burn with sorrow for my sins, you could not snatch the finger from the fire that you pushed in more quickly than the sign that tries to catch the bull, which is the twins, wherein begin learning and intellect, was there before my eyes and then around me. Stars in flame with glory, light filled to its pregnant core with power that drives what I have to my name of genius. With you the sun each May arises, father of each mortal born, and so sets. Twins it was when you held sway that I first tasted the sweet Tuscan dawn, and later on, when I was granted grace to enter the high wheel that bears you round, your region was my designated place. To you my soul now utters the profound sigh of devotion. May the strength be mine to take the big step that I now must face of being drawn towards itself. The sign could not be more propitious. You're so near to final blessedness, Beatrice began, that you must have your eyes both keen and clear, and so before you go, and now you can, yet further into it, look down and see how much already of the universe is underneath your feet, put there by me, so that your heart be ready to disperse when you meet the host triumphant finally. Your full joy as it comes rejoicing through this rounded ether. With my sight I went back down through all the seven spheres anew, and saw the globe, the start of my ascent, and smiled at its pipsqueak significance. Whoever has his mind on other things can be called just. It's scarcely worth a glance. I call his judgment best, who never clings to its importance, rating it the least of realms. I saw the moon's clean other side, Diana with her lovely glow increased, being without the shadow from which I'd believed her once to be both rare and dense. I saw the sun of Hyperion, in full flame, unrelentingly intense, and Maya's daughter Mercury sailed on. And Venus, too, Dione's daughter, moved close to the sun. Their circles copied his. All of the spheres were there. I saw it proved from this that Jupiter's condition is forever to create a tempered blend. The heat of his son Mars, mixed with the cold of Saturn, still his father. Without end, the seven change position as they hold their places. I could see this, and their size and speed, and all their distances between each other. And this paltry world we prize, this little threshing floor where we have been always so fierce, was made plain from its hills to river mouths while I was wheeling there with those eternal twins. They turned like mills, and I with them, the universe laid bare. And then my eyes met hers, my lady fair.